Chapter 33. Hueg Shu Nam Chorios.
Kandra asked it a different way, just to be sure that she hadn't misunderstood, that there would be no ambiguity.
So you're certain neither Grandmaster Skywalker nor either of his companions could have stabbed you?
On the other side of the old, elaborately carved Ithorian wood desk, Mayor Snaplance nodded.
I was watching them take off when I felt the vibroblade enter my back. Official city telemetry followed the shuttle on its flight path until its movements became erratic. My assailant was someone here in Hueg Shul at the time, and was neither a Skywalker nor the young Kai woman.
You seem to have recovered fully.
I was saved by ignorance. My assailant drove his blade in where human kidneys would have been. With Ithorians, those exact spots are occupied by back muscle, so the wounds, while potentially dangerous because of blood loss, were not immediately fatal.
So if the Skywalker party is clear of those charges that many of the old-timers seem to persist in leveling against them, why do they remain the subjects of an arrest warrant?
Snaplance gave her a stern look, which was mildly disconcerting, coming from a hammer-headed Ithorian.
There is still much we must know in our investigation of the murder of Dr. Wee, and the members of the Skywalker party remain persons of interest. There is the question of the very damaging storms now growing in number on Nam Chorios' surface.
Such as the one this morning?
Yes. Storms that were last attested to when Grandmaster Skywalker, operating under the name Owen Lars, first came to Nam Chorios 30 years ago. There's also the slight but measurable rise across the planet in theft of speeders, which corresponds closely with the rise in planetary visitors. There are mysteries at work here. As a former officer of the peace, I'm uncomfortable with mysteries. So that warrant will remain in effect until we have answers sufficient to clear it.
Thank you.
Kandra glanced at Baerth, signaling the end of the official interview. The recording light on his holocam went dark, and he lowered the apparatus from his shoulder. Kandra stood.
Mayor, you've been very helpful.
2 minutes later, bundled against the cold, moving reluctantly out into the windy, debris-strewn streets of Hueg Shul, Kandra sighed.
The man is completely useless!
Baerth offered her a series of porcine grunts. She nodded.
I know. That's the way his job is done. But he didn't give us anything. The newcomers and latecomers don't seem to know anything. The old-timers are being very tight-lipped. The ones who are known to be Theran listeners don't seem to be around. And we haven't seen Valen. There's something going on, but it's going to take a better journalist than me to dig it up.
Baerth grunted again, at length, his tone cross. Kandra offered him a sour face and mimicked his words.
Eyewitness accounts are unreliable anyway. Thanks, that really helps.
She sighed, watching her frosty breath rise. It was then torn apart by the daytime winds.
Still, let's see if we can patch together something. Anything out of hard data and statistics.
Baerth grunted again.
Yes, we can eat first.